My name is Katia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This dictation is for Leslie H. Cochran, L-E-S-L-I-E, middle initial H, last name C-O-C-H-R-A-N. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3B. The CKD has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with diabetes, arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, and the aging process. The most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 24 from 23, creatinine of 1.75 from 1.59, and a GFR of 40 from 45. Period. There is no activity in the urinary sediments or evidence of proteinuria. Period. There is evidence of glucosuria. However, he is taking Jardiance, an SGLT2. This is expected. Period. He denies any urinary symptoms and has no edema. Period. We will continue to monitor. Number two, hyperuricemia with uric acid of 6.8. We emphasize the importance of low purine, P-U-R-I-N-E diet, and provided him with written instructions on the recommended diet. Period. He verbalizes understanding. We will continue to monitor the uric acid level. If it continues to increase in the future, we may consider adding allopurinol. Period. But at this time, we will only manage it with the diet. And lifestyle changes, period. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which is under control with A1C of 6.8%. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia. Continue with atorvastatin, 80 milligrams. Next line, arterial hypertension with blood pressure of 156 over 82. This elevation is because he has not taken his blood pressure medications yet for today, period. He is euvolemic. We encourage him to decrease his sodium and take the 2 grams in 24 hours and decrease his overall fluid intake to prevent edema, period. Next line, obesity, which is significantly improving. He has lost 11 pounds since the last visit, and this is due to his administration of Ozempic as well as Jardiance. Period. Continue with the our current regimen. Period. We also recommend continuation of plant-based diet devoid of animal proteins or processed foods. Period. Next line, vitamin D deficiency, which is stable on supplementation. Next line, osteoarthritis. Patient is aware not to take any NSAIDs. Period. Next line, BPH, which is asymptomatic at this time. He is taking Temsulosin. Next line, anxiety with depressive disorder, stable on SSRIs. Next line, GERD, stable on omeprazole. We may consider discontinuing the omeprazole in the future due to its nephrotoxic capabilities, period. He would benefit from famotidine, 40 milligrams daily instead. Next line, the patient reports tremors to his lower lips and tongue. We recommend that he follows up with a neurologist for further evaluation, period. The patient states he has an upcoming appointment with an ophthalmologist tomorrow, and he will follow up with the VA to see if they would recommend him to a neurologist, period. next line, we provided him with samples of the Freestyle Libre to monitor his diabetes. And